And welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In this week's episode, we offer a sneak peek into our upcoming Speaking Out video series with the Colon Cancer Foundation. We spoke with Dr. Sophia Stadler about the rising increase in early age onset colorectal cancer cases in the United States. So to offer up some background, what is the rising concern with earlier age, colorectal cancer?
Yeah, so since the 1990s, we have had guidelines for colonoscopy screening for patients over the age of 50. And in fact, we have seen a slow but steady decrease in colon cancer risk in the over 50 population. But what has become quite striking is that since the 1990s, the incidence of colon cancer in the under 50 population, so this is the population that doesn't usually get colonoscopies, has been increasing annually by about 1 to 2 percentage points, which is quite a large increase. Mm-hmm. And that increase is even more profound in the very young patients. So in the age 20 to 29, that increase is as much as approximately 4% annually.
Wow. And so with that, there's also this trend that these younger adults are being diagnosed at later stages. Why is that?
That's a great question. And we don't exactly know the answer to that. And one hypothesis is that maybe it's the biology. Maybe some of these cancers are more aggressive. But most of the data that has been presented to date doesn't demonstrate that these are more aggressive cancers. Later diagnosis may also be due to just patients presenting at later stages because they're not undergoing routine screening. And there's some interesting research suggesting that the later diagnosis is both due to the provider and due to the patient presenting with the symptoms late. So for example, it's known that early onset colon cancer patients wait up to a year after presenting with symptoms until they seek medical attention. On the provider side, the average number of providers that an early onset colon cancer patient sees prior to diagnosis is 3. And the reason for that is often the symptoms that early onset colon cancer patients present with are rectal bleeding, and oftentimes it's dismissed as hemorrhoids, mm-hmm. hemorrhoidal bleeding, which is quite common, but unfortunately in early onset patients, it can be a sign of colorectal cancer.
Absolutely. So I know you had mentioned one of the signs. What are other signs and symptoms that young adults maybe should be looking for and not thinking about?
That's a great question. So rectal bleeding is probably the most important. Changes in your bowel habits, either diarrhea or constipation, abdominal pain, and any of these symptoms that occur over time or are progressively getting worse, for example.
Okay. And so what are the differences between young adult colorectal cancer and the disease that's occurring in older adults?
That's a great question. So we know that in younger adults, more of the colon cancer is genetic in etiology, meaning that there is a genetic mutation that's causing or predisposing that individual to colorectal cancer. The most common hereditary cause of colon cancer is Lynch syndrome, which overall accounts for about 3% of all colorectal cancers. But in young patients under 50, it accounts for about 10% of all colon cancer diagnoses.
Okay. And so with that, I know there's been guidelines issued so mm-hmm. that patients can now be screened under 45. Who does that apply to?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So the American Cancer Society did a modeling study that demonstrated that perhaps we should lower the average age at which we begin colonoscopy screening from 50 to 45. In fact, in African Americans, for example, this has been a recommendation for quite a while now. These were modeling studies, but it seems to suggest that we would pick up more colon cancer cases. But remember what I said before, that the most dramatic increase in colon cancer in young patients is actually in the age group of 20 to 29. And so it's really not necessarily targeting the group that is where the growth or the increase in colon cancer risk mm-hmm. is at the highest or the most dramatic.
Right. So with that, if we're not screening these individuals, what are ways that we can at least raise awareness so that younger adults realize they are at risk for this cancer type?
That's a very good question. So I think One of the most important aspects of colorectal cancer is that there is often a family history of colon cancer. Mm-hmm. In about 15 to 25% of colon cancer patients, there is a family history. And we know that those individuals are at a higher risk of colorectal cancer. So, for example, the United States Preventative Task Force Service put out recommendations that anyone who has a first-degree relative with colon cancer age 60 or under should get colonoscopy screening starting at age 40. And I don't think we're always following those guidelines, and patients may not be aware that they actually are that a colonoscopy at an earlier age is recommended for them. In addition to colon cancer risk in the family, many families also have polyps, and polyps also increase familial risk of colorectal cancer. And so there is a lack of knowledge in many families about how many polyps an individual had, at what age they developed the polyps, and what the pathology of the polyps was, which can be very important for determining what the risk of a certain patient is.
Okay. And so I know we've mentioned colonoscopy. Are there any other screening types that are out there that we can let these individuals know more about?
Yeah, so there are other types of screening, but none are as good as colonoscopy. There are sigmoidoscopies, but they only screen your left side of the colon, missing the entire right side. There are hemocult or guaiac tests that look for blood in the stool. Sure. That can be done. And they're certainly better than nothing, but still if someone has symptoms of rectal bleeding, our recommendation is really still to get a colonoscopy.
Okay. And I know there's a summit that focuses a lot on this area, and there's been a lot of discussion on maybe why is this happening. What are some of the reasons that we think this is occurring in younger adults?
So we know that approximately 16 to 20% of young adults, again under the age of 50, have a genetic predisposition, but that leaves the other 80, 85% of colon cancers unexplained. Mm-hmm. And there has been a lot of research looking into epidemiological factors that may be associated with the increased risk. But interestingly, although we know of many risk factors that increase average onset colorectal cancer, those factors, including Western diet, obesity, diabetes, smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, don't seem to account for the rise in early onset colon cancer. Mm-hmm. So we are still very much investigating the causes of this dramatic shift. Is it the gut microbiome? Is it antibiotic use? No one really knows the answer as of yet.
Okay. So one way I like to wrap these things up is to ask, what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for a young adult who's facing a colorectal cancer diagnosis?
That they're not alone. They're not alone as patients, and they're not alone in the field that's trying to study this. Gastroenterologists, primary care physicians, medical oncologists, surgeons are more and more aware of the rise in early onset colon cancer. And in fact, many larger cancer centers have set up early onset colon cancer centers where these patients can go to address their unique issues with respect to social issues, psychological, fertility, genetics. So there are resources for these patients.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.